Joining us now via the WBDG hotline, Wade Hotchkiss. He writes for Pacers.com. Wade, how are you doing today? Still trying to get over that disappointing loss, to say the least, to Philadelphia last night.
Yeah, Grant, thanks for having me. It certainly wasn't what Pacers fans were hoping for. I know there was a lot of anticipation for that matchup between two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference on national TV, on TNT, with Reggie Miller in the building. And the Pacers just had an off night for sure.
Well, they did. And, you know, you look at the stat line, Oladipo had 15 points, but Thaddeus Young had 27. Does it feel like Oladipo, you know, he's kind of in a funk right now? He just needs to try to start getting it going again here?
Yeah, you know, he said after the game that he feels like he needs to be more aggressive. The thing that really stood out last night, I thought, was he was 6-20, his shot wasn't falling, which that's going to happen from time to time, but he didn't attempt a free throw. And for an all-star caliber player, you know, you can't see that happen too often. He knows he needs to attack more. He needs to get to the line. He said that after the game, since he came back from the knee injury in mid-December, the team was playing well, and he didn't want to disrupt the chemistry. So he's been kind of trying to play that fine line between taking over himself or letting other guys get theirs. But I think the time has come now for him to take over more control in the offense. So we'll see if that happens on Saturday.
And I go back to the box scores. You know, Thaddeus Young had 27 last night. Oladipo had 15. And then Tyreke Evans had 13. And that is it in terms of double-digit scoring. What was some of the factors that contributed to, you know, Miles Turner only having 8 points, or Sabonis, he had 6 points? What were some of the factors that contributed to that last night versus the 76ers?
Well, the offensive execution wasn't very crisp. And frankly, just shots weren't falling. Which is going to happen from time to time. You know, Bojan Bogdanovic had an off night shooting the ball. With Joel Embiid in the interior, they weren't able to work the ball into the post as much as they'd like. But I think the more concerning thing, what Thaddeus Young said after the game, is they let their missed shots bleed over to the defensive end. And there was some slippage defensively. They allowed the Sixers to hit 18 three-pointers. They gave up just too many points, and that's something we're not accustomed to seeing for this team.
Well, certainly it's not, and Wade Hotchkiss joins us. He writes for Pacers.com. I want to talk a little bit about the Pacers bench play. You have Sabonis, Evans, Corey Joseph, and Doug McDermott coming off the bench. Could you say that the Pacers have one of the best benches in the league in terms of being able to come off the bench and score and rebound like Sabonis and Evans do night in and night out?
I think definitely. I mean, Sabonis has got to be one of the front runners for Sixth Man of the Year. Right now it's probably between him and Montrez Harrell out in L.A. with the Clippers. He is a double-double machine off the bench. He leads the league in double-doubles off the bench. He'd be a starter on almost any other team, but you got Miles Turner on the same roster. Corey Joseph is a great, great backup point guard. He's probably their best perimeter defender. He actually closes a lot of games over Darren Collison. You know, down this season, but he's an elite scorer and playmaker. And then you throw in McDermott, who is just a lights-out shooter when he's on. He had an off night last night like a lot of the guys. But when they're rolling, that bench unit is definitely one of the top reserve squads in the NBA, I'd say, for sure.
Well, it certainly is. So we come into this five-game homestand here after returning from on the road for five straight. You get the win against Phoenix, a big win against Phoenix on Tuesday. Then you lose to the Sixers on Thursday. And then tomorrow night you welcome in the Dallas Mavericks. And then you have Charlotte and Toronto next week. Actually, Charlotte is on Sunday, so it's the second day of a back-to-back. Is going at least 2-1 in these final three games here at home important for, you know, just kind of team morale for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it would be good. You don't want to have a losing homestand, and I think this back-to-back is really important. You know, Dallas and Charlotte, they're competitive teams. Dallas is still in that crowded West playoff race. They're on the outside looking in. Charlotte's in the East, but the East is a little down beyond the top five, but they're teams that you should be able to take care of on your home court. So those two games are very big, trying to get wins there. And then Toronto, you know, if you can beat Toronto, they've been at the top of the East all season long. If you can get a win over Toronto at home, that would be a great thing. But I think these next two games are the key to coming up with a winning home stand.
Wade Hotchkiss joins us from Pacers.com. So when you look ahead to tomorrow night's matchup, what is there to take away from the Dallas Mavericks? What do they bring in? Obviously, like you just mentioned, in the crowded West playoff race. So what does Dallas bring to the table tomorrow night that the Pacers need to watch out for?
Well, I think the thing that most people are excited about is Luka Doncic, the 19-year-old. He looks like he's running away with the Rookie of the Year race. He actually has more All-Star votes, believe it or not, than right now than Kevin Durant, than Steph Curry, than Anthony Davis, than Paul George. He is a very popular player. When you look at him, he's not like a physical specimen, but he just knows how to play basketball. He's a great passer. He's a creative and gifted scorer. And so I think that's obviously where it starts and ends with Dallas. I mean, slowing down Doncic will be the key. They've got DeAndre Jordan as well, who's always a menace on the board. But I think the Pacers just want to put together a better defensive effort than they did against Philadelphia. I think that's the key for them.
So the NBA trade deadline is coming up on February 7th. Is there any moves that you see the Pacers potentially making?
You know, it'll be interesting. Ultimately, that's Kevin Pritchard's call. Last year, he liked the chemistry on the team. He just elected to keep that group together. I think it's likely that he does the same thing. One thing that's a little different this year is you just don't have that many teams that appear to be in sell mode. You know, there's like four or five teams at the bottom of the East who are definitely not in playoff contention. But then in the West, really, it's only Phoenix is the only team that's truly out of the playoff race right now. So you're looking at maybe five, six teams that for sure are going to be sellers at the trade deadline. Maybe another team or two will lose some games and fall into that mix. But there's just not that many players, it looks like, on the market right now.
And, Wade Hotchkiss joins us from Pacers.com. He writes for Pacers.com. And even if they were to go anywhere, do you think it would be anywhere such as like a three shooting guard type player who can get in there, knock down the three when necessary? Last night, Philadelphia made twice as many threes as Indiana did. So is that something where the Pacers could look for in terms of room to improve?
Yeah, I mean, they could always use more shooting. They could use another scorer. I mean, that's what they brought Tyreke Evans in for, is to kind of take a little bit of that load off of Victor Oladipo. So they could always use more scoring to help them out. The question is, who's going to be available and at what price? So it remains to be seen what they'll do.
Wade Hotchkiss joins us. Hey, thanks for joining us. You can find him, Pacers.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Wade Hotchkiss of Pacers.com.